Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi David. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Welcome to our home. Today's a very interesting Torah portion, Parshat Toldot, Generations. And today's Torah portion speaks about Isaac and Jacob, about their lives, about history and story of their lives. I would like to speak about Jacob today, because for me, he is the example of life driven by God's calling. He is the man who put all his life on the altar of the Lord and paid the great price in his life with only one goal: be a carrier of the blessed line of his grandfather and his father Abraham and Isaac. His story always amazes me and helps me to count the price in my following the calling from the Lord in my own life. Jacob valued his priesthood, the will of God and God's call upon his life. He overcame many difficulties and trials in his life, but was rewarded for his faithfulness by receiving his inheritance. The life of Jacob teaches us that a believer is one who puts his own will on the altar and makes every effort to fulfill God's will, because we are called to be a blessing. And this is a great and excited life, to be a blessing for others and to be in the will of God. This is the purpose and meaning of our life and our faith. Yeshua himself explained it in just a few words, what the true faith is all about. And I would like to read from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 26, really briefly, a couple words from Yeshua's teaching. Matthew 16, 24, 26. Then Yeshua said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Verse 25, very special verse. And I believe this is not that depressing life. This is life full of happiness. This is life full of meaning. This life full of the Lord, to follow the Lord. To take up your cross, the place where your will, desires, goals, and plans are submitted to his wonderful plan for your own life. I want to take an example from the life of Abraham. He was called by the Lord to follow him and to be a blessing to others. And his obedience was really practical obedience. He left everything and followed the Lord in the foreign land. He brought 10% of everything to Melchizedek. He built the altar and worshiped the Lord there. And because of his obedience, the Lord called Abraham my friend. Do you remember where in New Testament Yeshua called somebody friends? It is in John chapter 15, verse 14. "You are my friends if you do what I command you. You are my friends if you do what I command you." The Lord are present in lives of those who worship the Lord in spirit and truth, who build the altar of the Lord, who keep the covenant relationships with him. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were called by the Lord, and their reaction on the calling from the Lord determined their future and determined our present today. We are here because of their obedience, and not only obedience in difficulty, but obedience in joy. They were joyful in following the Lord. Obedience is always joyful. It's a great thing. I want to read Matthew chapter 22, a very interesting story about our calling by the Lord, from the Lord in our lives. Matthew chapter 22, from verse 1. Yeshua answered and spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who made a wedding feast for his son." Yeshua. "He sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they wouldn't come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, "Tell those who were invited, look, I prepared my meal. My oxen and cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast." But paying no attention, they went away, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest grabbed his servants, humiliated them, and killed them. Now the king became furious. Sending his troops, he destroyed those murderers and set fire to their city. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. So go into the highways and byways and invite everyone you find to the wedding feast." And those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was filled with guests. I'm so happy the Lord found us. I'm so happy we were able to say yes to Him. I'm so happy that we said, "Yes, Lord, we want to be with you. We want to be with you." And the verse 14, I love this verse. "For many are called, but few are chosen." So we are chosen by the Lord. We are chosen to do great things with Him, to look at Him, to follow Him, as Jacob did, as Abraham did, in obedience to the Lord. Today is the same. We need to say yes to the Lord, to look at Him, to dwell in His house, the house of the Lord, to dwell in His presence. Jacob made a decision which affected his whole future. For the sake of birthright, for the calling from God, he sacrificed everything. He was ready to follow the Lord in joy until the end of his life. Jacob decided to serve the Lord and to be the carrier of the blessing of Abraham and Isaac, despite of the huge price. Can you imagine what would happen if Esau, who sold his birthright, inherited the birthright? The line of Abraham would be interrupted. Esau was not able to link the faith of Abraham to his children. But when Jacob agreed to go to the father to take the blessing of birthright, he literally sacrificed everything in his life for the sake of the favor of the Most High. He lost everything, but he found the great privilege to be our father. And the Lord himself, he called him himself, the Lord of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and Jacob. Tomorrow I would like to look closer look at the life of Jacob and look at him, why he was called to be continuation of Abraham's line. It will do tomorrow.